Lunar Orbit Number 9, HSK, Pass 6.
to follow the track until the Terminator, where we will turn the spacecraft and give you a view of the long shadowed terrain at the Terminator, which should come in quite well in the TV.
We don't know whether you can see it from the TV screen, but the moon is nothing but a milky white, completely void. We're changing the cameras to the other window now.
Earth, or the moon rather, excuse me, is quite light, and the contrast
camera now are some interesting old double ring freighters. Some interesting features that are quite common in the Mare region and have been filled by some material, same consistency of the Mare and same color. Here are three or four of these interesting features. Further on the horizon, you see the mountains coming up now are heavily impacted with numerous craters whose central peaks you can see in many of the larger ones.
Actually, I think the best way to describe this area is a vastness of black and white. Absolutely no color.
The sky up here is also a rather forbidding, foreboding expanse of blackness with no stars visible when we're flying over the earth, over the moon in daylight. Bombarded through the eons with numerous small asteroids and meteoroids pockmarking the surface every square inch.
And one of the amazing features of the surface is the roundness of most of the craters. It seems that most of them have a round mound type appearance instead of sharp jagged rocks.
Only the very newest features have any sharp definition to them. And eventually they get eroded down by the constant bombardment of small and meteorites. How's the picture now, Houston? Two large craters to the just to the right of our track, coming up towards the Terminator, and I hope that soon we'll be able to show you the varying contrast of light as we go into the darkness. Houston, we're in Pooh, and you have the computer. Approaching a series of small impact craters. There is a dark area between us and them, which could possibly be a old lava flow. Large mountains on the horizon now, ahead of the spacecraft to the north of our track. The intensity of the sun's reflection in this area makes it difficult for us to distinguish the features we see on the surface, and I suppose even harder on the television. But as we approach the Terminator and the shadows become longer, you'll see a marked change. Dark crater in the filling material of this valley in front of us now. It's rather unusual in that it's sharply defined, yet it's dark all over its interior walls, whereas most new-looking craters are a very bright interior. Crater in front of us now in the little moraine, well defined, quite new, and another one approaching. The spacecraft is facing north from our track. We are going sideways to our left. We're now seeing the Sea of Crises coming over the horizon. Dark crater between the spacecraft and the Sea of Crises is Condorcet Crater. Sea of Crises is amazingly smooth as far as the horizon past this rather rough mountainous region in front of the spacecraft. Switch windows. How's that look now, Ken?
That's real fine.
Okay. crises in front of us now, and we're looking at the left-hand rendezvous window.
Rather stark and
unappetizing looking place. We're now going over our, approaching one of our future landing sites, selected in this smooth region to call the Sea of Tranquility. Smooth in order to make it easy for the initial landing attempts, in order to preclude having to dodge mountains. Now you can see the long shadows of the lunar sunrise. We are now approaching lunar sunrise, and for all the people back on Earth, the crew of Apollo 8 has a message that we would like to send to you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you. All of you on the good
system freeze.
Now, I understand this is the maneuver pad that we will use for TEI. Is that correct? And you got the tape, yes, sir.
Thank you.
Radar copy, Ken.
Roger. TEI, Ken. SPS, GNM. 4-5-5-9-7. Minus 040. Plus 1-5-7. 0-8-9-er. 1-9-er. 1-5-6-4. Plus 3-5-1-8-9. Minus 0-1-5-1-3. Minus 0-0-3-4-6. 1-8-0. 0-0-7. 0-0-0. November Alpha. Plus 00186. 35223. 318. 350-19. 420-92. 253. Foresight Star, Scorpi Delta. Another name for it is Tishuba. Down 071. Left 45. Plus 0-7-4-8. Minus 1-6-5-0-0. 1-2-9-9-5. 3-6-3-0-0. 1-4-6-5-0-0-5. Primary star Sirius. Secondary Rigel. 1-2-9-er. 1-5-5-0-1-0. 4 quads, 50-second knowledge. Horizon on the 2.9. Window line at T-minus 3. Use high speed procedure with minus Mike Alpha. Over.
Okay, TEI pad as follows. STS GNN 45597 minus 040 plus 157 089 19 1564 plus 35189 minus 01513 minus 00346 180-007-000, not applicable, plus 00186, 35223, 318, 35019, 420928, 253, Scorpio Delta, Dishuba, down 071, left 45, plus 0748, minus 16500, 12995, 36300, 146-5005, Sirius Rigel, 129-155-010, 4 quads, 15 seconds. 2.9 degree window line at Jake minus 3. High speed procedure minus MA.
That's correct, Polly.
This is Frank. I want to make one thing certain. This is the load that we're to use to burn with, right? This is not just a pad data for a 10 port.
Okay, Apollo 8. We will update this pad prior to the burn.
Oh, you will? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Say again?
game for a little bit longer.
He broke again on his kid.
All right, he's coming in last minute now. That's probably my
decision. How long have they been, though?
No, that's fine.
Say again, please. Go ahead, be 130. Will you say it again, please?
Well, no. Follow
And you have the high gain. Now, Ken, as I understand it, if it shuts down after 20 seconds and burns, you don't want us to try to relight it? Is that what you said?
Am I? Apollo 8, the intent was do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Over.
Oh, do not delay ignition beyond 20 seconds. Roger.
That's firm.
And you want me to start it on bank A and then switch to B again like we did on LOR, right?
That's affirmative.
Okay. Did you put in this pad for us? Should P-30 and 40 be in our computer now?
go for this route.
Roger, Houston.
Thank you.